Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Their defensive line is one of the best in the league. They got a couple guys outside that can absolutely go. Obviously, look at Surtain, one of the best corners in the game. We're going to have our hands full, so... Again, we're just trying to put one foot in front of the other, take it day by day, and have a good week of practice, and then try to go out there next shoot on Sunday.
Josh Allen into the wild card round at the playoffs and the wild card round for the sixth year in a row. At Houston, Indianapolis, New England in the freezing cold, Miami, and Skylar Thompson, and then Pittsburgh on the Monday afternoon last year.
Right.
Where he did that thing where he pretended to slide and then kept running. Right. Pull out all the stops. It's the playoffs. Yep. I want to see that again.
Right.
I want to have people complain about it.
Sure. Complain away.
Bring it. Sam said, before we get back to your calls at 803-0550, Sam Monson said the Bills, quote, have as good a shot as they've ever had. End quote. Agree?
Yes. Yes. I think that sure, they're not constructed the same way. Maybe you have a little less faith in the defense because, you know, you don't have the familiarity of the guys on the back end there. Hyde and Poyer, so much a part of the run that they've been on. But, yeah, I think the conference overall, I mean, I don't think Baltimore or Kansas City are as weak as maybe we hoped they were halfway through the year. Baltimore looked like, sure, they're going to be able to score on you, but you should be able to score on them. And that's kind of gone away. And conversely, Kansas City, which was winning these close games, looked like, and I don't think it's just Hollywood Brown coming back, but he certainly did. The timing works. They seem like they unlocked something offensively the last three games of the year. Again, throw out the finale here. But around the holidays, the standalone games they played, it's as good as I think they've looked all year. So the conference isn't quite as, you know, vulnerable, I guess, to this Bills team as maybe they looked, again, around Thanksgiving or just before. But still, I mean, I think they've had that year. I think Allen is in a different place emotionally and maturity-wise. I trust him much more in these spots than I even have. And it's not like I've been lacking for trust in him, but I think he's in a different place. And I don't know. I think it makes sense to say they have as good a chance as they've ever had. I don't know that I'd want to say more than that. They don't have to have a better chance than they've ever, but as good as ever, sure.
I guess I would. I'd feel like I was really splitting hairs to disagree. You know, really trying to force it. I mean, 2020 was, for me, their best team. Going into the playoffs, just on an absolute roll going in after Kyler Murray, right? That is COVID. Mm-hmm. And then Indianapolis, Baltimore, Kansas City is the way that playoff lined up. That team was so good offensively that it remains the chief AFC Championship game in 2020 or January 21 remains the most baffling Bills result of all these 5 years. I thought they were completely ready to do that. They were up 9-0, and then it was just over. Like, Kansas City, what? Did they go up 31-9 even from 9-0? Just whatever it was. It didn't even stay close. But, again, it's just sort of arguing for arguing's sake to that year versus this year. They were the 2 seed that year, and Kansas City the 1, just like this. Other times when Tennessee was the 1, that felt pretty good, but the Chiefs were still in the way, and then the Bengals the next year. So it's all about the same. It's all. I keep saying it, and I don't even really want to be, but there's still a level that these guys need to reach that I'm not. I've been more confident other years. You know, 2020, I've been more confident other years. Yeah. Even last year, but for the injuries, you know, like going into Miami, and they were, obviously, a good chance to win there.
I felt pretty good there. I don't know that I felt as good as I feel now. The injuries are hard to overlook. Like, I felt great about Pittsburgh, but heading into a game against Kansas City with that linebacking core, I mean, I certainly felt. I got myself to be as optimistic as I could be, but it was tough with the state of their they were just really banged up.
And they did get the Chiefs at home, though.
That's right. So we'll see, though. I mean, they're healthy now, but, you know, they'll play a game on Sunday. So we'll see how that unfolds as you move forward here because, you know, just a couple of weeks before they played the Chiefs, we thought the Bills were in pretty good shape. And then they played Miami and they played Pittsburgh and they lost a bunch of guys. And like, bam, that was that. And you know, if you get the Chiefs and if you're lucky enough to make it that far, you're 2 games away from it. So we'll see what kind of form they're in health-wise should they, you know, win these games and get to that point.
By the way, I want to say this too because I'm quick to the turnovers point with this Bills team, how they were the team fewest turnovers in the league. And then
third. Okay.
Yeah. Like plus 24, you know, you mentioned, and I would not disagree with this either, Kansas City and how the story of their.
Okay. So that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping, and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Season was just how tight it always was. All the one-score games, then, you know, Cleveland, if you want it, but Houston and Pittsburgh, it's really all that is. And we don't think those teams are good, but the Chiefs did beat both
pretty handily by
more than one score. Yeah. Their first 10 games, including the Buffalo game that ends with the Bills game that they lost here, 14 turnovers. At least one in every game but one, the Denver game that they won on the blocked field goal. Their final 7 games, 0. There's your difference, maybe. Right, you know, like part of it is you see a Mahomes pick or something and go, what happened? If Josh Allen did that, you know, all that stuff. But there weren't no turnovers in their final 7 games, and they took the ball away 11 times. 6 against the Browns. Still.
Wow.
I think the Browns probably just sit here. They would want to get hurt.
That was Jameis still? Was that Jameis? I don't remember if he was still playing when they played the Browns.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I mean, the six. That number of turnovers would get you there.
It's not a pick six. It's a 6 picks. it was. For some of the game, anyway. He threw 3 interceptions. It was for some of the game.
Yeah.
Winston. Let's go to Rick next. Hi, Rick.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I listen to you guys every day on my way home from work.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
I have
that.
A couple points/questions. Two of them are related to last week's game, and then one regarding potentially losing Joe Brady. I'm confused on what we think the Bills might end up doing if that actually comes to fruition. And then I wonder if what your guys' thoughts are with all this interest in quarterbacks out in the league. The backup for the Patriots looked pretty good against us. I think Hilton or Milton.
Milton, yeah.
And I was just curious why there's not too much interest in him amongst the league with all these needs for quarterback. And then I thought last week would have been a good opportunity to see Hyde. And I was just curious as to why we haven't seen or heard anything about him since they re-signed.
All right. I'll try to do a good job here and remember all these things. But I've already started to forget the middle one. Hyde, I think it's become pretty apparent. Hyde is just he's just here to cheerlead. Veteran presence, quasi coach. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Sal sort of guessed at, we'll talk to Sal in about 25 minutes here today. I think we talked to him on Monday, talking about Codrington being out. If you need someone to field punts, well, Micah Hyde. So, I don't know. At this point, I don't see him having a role at all on defense. Sal's talking about maybe getting him out there to just catch punts if you want to trust him with the wins and whatever. So that's that. Don't rush the Milton thing. I mean, there is an interest. I mean, we just got to the playoffs. The regular season just ended. I don't think it's crazy to consider that some team might want to trade for him right away just on just out of the box one game. I think it's more likely that the Patriots hold on to him and make him their backup quarterback off of that performance, and maybe he gets an opportunity to fill in for Drake May, who plays a pretty rugged style. So I think he opened eyes. I don't think it's very hard. Whoever you're playing, backups or not, you look that athletic and that strong-armed, move around that well, people are going to notice. So, you know, he had a reputation as anybody coming out of an air raid offense in college, Tennessee, as he's going to need time to develop. And it's only been this year. I mean, he was drafted this same year with Drake May. I think he'll be of interest, but I don't know if, you know, that he has to move this year, that some team's going to be that hot to get him, but I think he opened eyes for sure.
Here's a hilarious trade idea. So the Patriots, by winning that game, fall from 1-4. Tennessee's 1. The 4 and Milton for the 1. Not enough. The 4, Milton, and something else. So the Patriots blow it by winning. It's the kid's fault. I mean, he wasn't supposed to be good. They wouldn't have played him.
Send him on his way.
So he's to blame. You don't need him. You have May. You might not that want that for May anyway, because he looked that good. And
right.
You don't really want that sort of distraction. Maybe you like to have good players, but if you could flip them, it might make sense to do it. It would be hilarious if they got their way back to the number one pick part by trading the player that cost them the number one pick.
Yeah,
I don't think it's great math, but
no, and they just don't really need to do it either, because you wouldn't do that to draft a tackle or something. You've already got the quarterback. So
I am not the expert on this, but it has every time I've thought about it or read about it, it seems like the best year ever to not worry about sliding in the draft. I mean, there are always the charts. And like this, didn't you tell me this is the equivalent of the 12th overall pick?
Yes.
So that's just sort of in a neutral year, but you have no quarterbacks arguably up there. It's linemen, and I mean, it's a good running back year supposedly, but so what?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be good players and they'll be ranked, but as these things go, and the Patriots have their quarterback, so.
Right.
Not great, Bob, by winning the game, but still, it could have been worse timing. Last year, for instance, had they moved down on the last day from 2, would have been worse.
Was there a first thing the caller wanted to know? Because I nailed those last two. I know that. I got there on Milton, which I had temporarily forgotten about.
No, I think we hit it. I think we did a good job there.
All right, good.
I think. Sal coming up at 5. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.